Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 16, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Finastra partners with Systix. Finastra has announced its partnership with Systix in order to provide a comprehensive and secure treasury solution offering for Taiwan-based banks. E6 joins MasterCard Engage program for European installments. Episode 6, E6, a global provider of enterprise-grade payment processing and ledger infrastructure, has been chosen to participate in the MasterCard Engage program. NMI launches embedded payment solutions. US-based payments-enabled technology company NMI has launched modular embedded payment solutions in order to enable software platforms and ISOs. WL Payments integrates with Unlimit, enhancing payment solutions. WL Payments, a global payment processing and orchestration platform, has integrated with Unlimit, a payment solutions provider. RBI asks Visa and MasterCard to halt B2B fintech payments. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has urged Visa and MasterCard to halt card-based business-to-business, B2B, payments routed via third-party fintech firms. Fiserv's network available at NCR Atleos ATMs. US-based financial technology provider Fiserv has announced the expansion of its CheckFree Pay network for in-person bill payments to NCR Atleos ATM network. Nexo partners with SIFT. US-based regulated digital assets institution Nexo has announced its collaboration with SIFT, aiming to safeguard customers against digital risk and simplify user experience. Asda partners with Acertify. UK-based retailer Asda has announced its partnership with Acertify in order to provide its customers with optimized e-commerce fraud prevention services. Connect ID brings digital ID to the real estate industry. Australia-based digital identity ecosystem Connect ID has announced that property management platform Rent Better has integrated its digital identity services. FourDefi raises $10 million MLN to expand its self-custodial wallet. US-based crypto wallet company FourDefi has secured $10 million in venture capital investment to expand its crypto wallet to retail-facing platforms. Nigeria's Carbon buys Vela Finance for AI-powered business banking. Nigerian digital bank Carbon has acquired Vela Finance for the launch of an AI-powered platform for SMEs. Financial terms were not disclosed. Finastra partners with Systix in Taiwan. Finastra has today announced Systix as a solution partner in Taiwan. Systix will resell Finastra's Condor and Risk Solutions, creating an offering that combines Finastra's best-of-breed trading system with Systix's local expertise and broad technology services capabilities. The partnership will enable more banks in Taiwan to digitally transform and grow their businesses. U.S. sanctions firms for providing tech to Central Bank of Iran. The United States has imposed sanctions on several companies and individuals for smuggling technology to the Central Bank of Iran, CBI. Credit card issuers must prepare for a bumpy 2024. The credit card market weathered significant headwinds last year, and the lingering effects are expected to cast a long shadow over 2024. Klarna launches new sign-in with Klarna product. AI-driven global payment provider and shopping assistant Klarna has launched its sign-in with Klarna product to offer clients an optimized shopping experience. EQ Bank partners with Trulioo. UK-based identity platform Trulioo has announced its collaboration with EQ Bank, aiming to provide the latter with identity document and biometric verification. NextGen Nordics 2024. What to expect from this year's conference? Finextra is returning to Stockholm for the annual NextGen Nordics event. Attendees can expect in-depth conversations on a variety of topics, and much more. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.